As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 50 in the countdown to UTEP centennial year.
Holiday Hall was constructed on the UTEP campus in 1932 to meet the school's need for a gymnasium and basketball court.
The hall was built next to Kidd Field, which was then used as the Texas College of Mines football field. In an uncommon move, the construction of the facility was paid for entirely by El Paso County and at no cost to the college.
The building was named after Robert L. Holiday, an El Paso attorney and member of the UT Board of Regents from 1927 to 1933. Mr. Holiday is to be remembered as one of the individuals responsible for saving the College of Mines when a Texas senator submitted a bill calling for the closure of 8 Texas colleges, including TCM.
Holiday Hall was not only used as a gym, but as a place to host student dances, graduation ceremonies, and other student events. The building hosted minor basketball games from 1933 until Memorial Gym opened in 1961. After the basketball program left the building, it was renovated to house track and field and the short-lived gymnastics program.
Holiday Hall now houses offices, training rooms, locker rooms, and a lounge for the minor track and field and cross-country programs. And it's also used for physical education classes, cheerleading camps, and student organization basketball games.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit UTEP100years.com. That's UTEP numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Luis Sainz.